This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. You are on the clock with Erin Green on this Thursday, the 3rd of February, 2022. And we are still celebrating our first anniversary. On the clock turns one this week. Well, happy birthday to On the Clock. I want to say thank you to my wonderful producers and crew, backup staff, I feel like movie star, and crew. I would like to say thank you to all of them for helping me bring these conversations to the public every day. It has been my pleasure. As I get the show going, let me start off and say happy birthday to Tanisha Hester, all the way in Atlanta, Georgia. Look here, Tanisha, good morning. Happy birthday. You are the best adopted auntie my nephews could ever have. Look here. When my sister had them little children, I said, look here, little sister, you got children attached to you forever. Can never, never detach them, right? Tease her bad, bad, bad. But look here, she found a friend. There's like a second mother. There's like a second mother to her children. And that's you, Tanisha. I want to say happy birthday. Listen, I don't tell all the immigration and customs people, you're coming, you may bring 12 people with you, it's a medical emergency, you need the sun, it was 14 and minus 85 degrees up in Atlanta, we don't know what happened, but if you have to come for emergency reasons, you could come. A good morning, I got some good mornings to say to some other people. Look here. So somebody suggested to me that I like traffic so much and I be watching all these things on the road. I think they're being facetious, like, Erin, you be watching people, right? I tell them, once I'm not watching your man, we should be fine. But we need more people in our communities watching and watching the right things and doing the right things afterward, right? So we need you watching in your community. Because when the young girl who's 15 is walking with the young boy who's 14 or 16 or maybe even 17, 18, right? We watch that and we say, okay, we got our eye on that. But when you see her driving with the 45-year-old man through the neighborhood, that's the thing. You're supposed to say, my brethren, look here. Say good morning to the gentleman that I had a conversation with this morning at the, that was Hawkins Hill Light. After you almost kill us at Mackey Street and Shirley Street turning right on red while you was on your phone. But what I appreciated about you is when we brought it to your attention, you smile, acknowledged that you was doing utter foolishness on the road. And when I tell you, you too handsome to be doing foolish. I say, but you ain't Sidney Poitier handsome. You see, sir, you can't get away with it. Only super handsome people could kill you and get away with it. Tell them, protect yourself. Don't worry about me. I want to say good morning to the trucking company whose name I won't call yet, who was parked up on the sidewalk by Columbus House. Good morning. See, so the person was saying, man, Aaron, you should do a show, and like a traffic show where you identify these people. And I tell them, right now, the way that my sponsorship is set up, I'm unable to do that at this time. But I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Right? And so I want to say to all of those people who were driving with their cell phone in their hand this morning, I am not going to read your plate number out loud. I won't. Even though that's the reason why I got my glasses fixed. Not so I could drive properly, you know, so I could read your plate while I drive in. I kid. A lot of us, that joke is for a lot of us. Did you know that you are required to have your eyes tested regularly? If you are, if you do wear glasses and are required to wear them to drive. That's like a part of your insurance. Your insurance agent may not say that to you, but I'm saying it to you, right? Because the onus is on you to make sure that you are prepared, have all the tools necessary to drive, and that includes properly working eyes and vision to drive your car safely. Listen, these are important things. The way my insurance is set up, Clico no longer has an office on the planet, right? So getting in touch with them is difficult. Anyway, today is Culture Thursday, and my guest in studio today is Mr. Ricardo Williams from Drifters. Good morning, Ricardo.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning to you. And before we start, yes. And good morning, Bahamas. I just want to say thank you to the On The Clock
team.
Your guardian team, because you're truly making a difference, man. I must say, you're truly making a difference. Right now, you get me not even wanting to be on my cell phone in my car, man. So
man.
I want y'all to keep up the good work, man. You know, keep up making our country a better place.
Absolutely. And see, what people don't get, all of these systems are connected, right? We got by them like Stevie Gardner and Shawnee Miller bussing holes on international tracks wherever they go. We just, congratulations, Stevie Gardner is going to say this tomorrow. We just watch you win the put up a new record for the 300-meter indoor. Right. This boy win a record, and the track is curved, you know. It have a slope on it. I can't even keep my balance running flat. Anyway, congratulations to you. But we got these guys that are moving at the pace of the world, right? They're moving at these speeds. But it's like the rest of us on the ground don't understand that every single system has to be finely tuned and running at speed. See, the boatman them know what I'm talking about. And even your badman boatman know what I'm talking about. Your boat, every system has to be running, not just properly, but at speed for us to attain the maximum potential. And so, yes, if you're the person whose job it is to clean up the streets and the garbage bins, your job is important. And if your job is to manage the person who does that, their job is important, not just to them, because work is dignified and they should be able to put in a dignified day's worth of work, right? But because the systems require on every part functioning to make it work. See, that's why you can't park your truck on the sidewalk in front of a prominent law office on Shirley Street, right by the entrance to Bank Lane, because that's where the prison buses come. That's the direction. That means that on a regular basis, cars are forced to drive onto the sidewalk to make way for official vehicles, because nobody designed the road to have enough space to make way. So you know the police them gonna drive through there, speeding at 85 miles an hour because we're close to the ocean and the security risk arises when you drive too slow. And you gonna mean to park your truck there? See, that's what I didn't realize what the old people was talking about. The old people look at you, look at you. We was young and stupid, and the old people look at us and say, well, look at you, y'all are sickening. I didn't know what they meant. But what they meant is, look here, We pour millions of dollars into maintaining systems, and one person could get up and throw 5 cents of trash on the ground and disrupt millions of dollars and decades of work because he got the right. I pay taxes.
What a shame.
Anyway. Yeah, so systems. And we rely on these systems. But these systems are not working. And I'm going to play some music today as we have this conversation with my guest. I'm interrogating him. He's playing the game show. I want to pick his brain. We talking festivals. We talking Bahamian culture. We talking how Bahamian are you. I'm going to play some music because look here. We have some systems that are failing in this country. And we do not have the right to let them fail. And one of those systems is our culture, the system of culture and music. I'm going to play some songs for y'all today I know y'all ain't never heard before. They're remixes of songs I know you've heard before. But because our systems have failed, we got foreigners making this thing, doing this to our music. And we're not doing it to it ourselves because the system has failed. Okay? Anyway, so that first song that you heard as we were coming into the show is a remix of Funky Nassau by Luca Guerrieri. And trust me, I don't own, some of y'all may do, but I don't own the rights to none of this music. The Guardian don't own the rights to none of this music. This is a historical and cultural lesson we're having today. So, Mr. Williams, we're going to play this next song. Let's play Love, Love Alone by Blind Blake.
That's love, love alone. Cost King Edward to live the throne. That's love.
Love alone, cost King Edward to
lay
the throne.
I know King Edward was noble and great, but his love would cause him to abdicate. His love,
his love alone, cost King Edward to lay the throne.
I know my mommy, she gonna grieve. He said, I cannot help, but I'm bound to leave.
His love alone, cost King Edward to lay the throne.
And he got the money, and he got the talk, and the fancy walk, just to suit New York.
His love
alone, cost King Edward to
leave the throne.
You can take me throne, you can take me crown, but leave me Miss Simpson to renown. He says,
his love
alone, cost King Edward to
leave the throne.
I come a reel, I come a roll upon my mind. I cannot leave Miss Simpson behind.
His love
alone, cost King Edward to leave the throne. If a plane out of ship don't carry me free, I'll walk with Miss Simpson across the sea.
It's love
alone, cost King Edward.
So listen, Ricardo, you hear that?
Man, Blake was a Drake.
Listen, this is what I'm saying. I've been saying this for decades, right? Okay. So I've been saying this for decades. When you trace the origins of hip-hop and rap, you realize that it was birthed out of the experiences of Caribbean migrants in East Coast cities and communities, right? And you say up in New York, it started up there. That's what I think. These are Caribbean migrants blending with African migrants and Puerto Ricans are Caribbean. Puerto Rican migrants, right? This is where hip-hop started. But guess what? Those experiences were infused by the work and the experiences of people like Tony McKay. And look here, I can get pinch left, right, and center because there's 100 Bahamians who could text in right here and give me a list of the names of people who were prominent in those scenes in New York and the East Coast of the U.S., right, informing the way that music is made. But we could take it back even further. Joseph Spence, right, and we thought Joseph Spence was the beginning. Frederick McQueen was the boy who they were coming to look for. I couldn't find him and found Joseph Spence. These boys have been rapping for forever. But you would never really feel it or hear it unless you place it like what that DJ did and place the beat over it, right? And because as much as I heard that song, Love, Love Alone, I never heard Blind Blake rap like that.
Right?
Right? Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing, Aaron.
Right. So, here we go. I got a text that said, good morning, Aaron. What's the name of the song you played to open? So the name of that song is actually, it's Funky Nassau. And it's the Luca Guerrieri remix. And this is a project mastered by a guy named Federico Scavo. Federico Scavo. And you could go online and search the number of remixes of Funky Nassau in that collection. And I'm going to play at least one more of them for you. Now, that Blind Blake track we played just now is called Love, Love Alone, Bete Re-edit, right? It sounds a bit Portuguese, a little Bossa Nova-ish, maybe an accent or two over the E's, but Bete Re-edit. And so for me, it's like, I know Bahamian music is this good. I know it's world class. When I travel, I play Bahamian music next to anybody music in the world. I got one jazz track on my tablet by Terry Navarro Johnson, works for Ministry of Health.
Okay.
He used to play with Willis and the Illis.
Okay.
Pianist.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a keyboardist. This boy is a pianist.
Right.
Right? This jazz song, I play this in between, in a sentimental mood, right? And I play that in between that and a track by Earl Clue, which is all violins, right? And people then has asked me, who is this guy?
Wow.
What album am I going to find this guy? I've never heard this, but I got to get this. And I tell them, but this is a Bahamian. This is a young boy younger than me making world-class music. And so for me, like these shows, these conversations, playing these songs are about a number of things, but most importantly, building a culture of appreciation for what we have,
yeah,
where it sits in the world. And so artists need to understand, like Bahamian artists need to understand that your engagement with your local audience could be limited, right?
Right.
But the more that we draw Bahamians to Bahamian music, the closer that they're going to get to your music, no matter the genre, right?
I agree 100% with that. Because I think music is one of the things that tells our story.
Mm-hmm.
Every Bahamian song that resonates,
yeah,
tells the story that you could connect to.
Absolutely.
And I think that, and I appreciate you giving them the platform, because that Blind Blake was amazing just now to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, amazing to me.
Right.
You understand? And it comes back to, and like you say, appreciation and being able to value who we are and what we do.
Mm-hmm. Because we get, okay, so I'm online doing research for the show for today. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I mean, I know we were going to have a conversation.
Correct.
About culture, and I'm going to ask you plenty question like coat suit versus linen suit or Dickie suit versus linen suit.
You missed
suit.
Something off that list, though, but I can tell you about it later when we start.
Good, good. Good, good. So I'm sitting here trying to figure, okay, what are we going to do? And I find this post on the Facebooks, and it's a young artist, and he says, look, I'm going to give you all the list of the top 125 rappers, Bahamian rappers of all time. So I said, well, I don't have all this time to go look at 125 rappers. Let me go skim the list. And first of all, I didn't see no Judah the Lion on it. I did see Shad Fur. Shout out Shad Fur, right? I see no Judah the Lion. I see Red Fox. I see Spoken Tones, right? Uncle Dem from way back in the day.
Right.
It's a bunch of stuff. I say, but I can get the young people to try. It's 125. Now, they had Nakaz on it.
Okay.
I's a Bahamian.
I know, yeah.
I don't like to bed when they cold, right? I don't go in water. That's what he's trying to say. I ain't going to water. I don't like to bed. Anyway, 125. And I thought, wow. Now, mind you, I couldn't find videos for
right.
all. I couldn't find access to all of their work. But I was like, wow, 125. And that don't even include the old ones I know.
Right.
We could be on this Reverb, Revive, project right away, right? We could go on.
And Aaron, we could, I mean, you know, just like, again, popular songs out of the U.S., we could be sampling some of our past artists to make tracks for our new artists, so you're connecting the traditional old with the new.
Well,
My God.
Listen, and this is the next thing, right? So I say, okay, I know what I'm going to do. I like to find something that I know people haven't heard before, the vast majority of people haven't heard before.
Right.
So I started searching, and something tell me, search Blind Blake, right?
Mm-hmm.
Search Blind Blake. Love Alone popped up, but like in a list. So I said, let me search it to get it by itself so I could copy. This is very technical people, very technical scientific thing. So I could copy and paste the thing. And this remix popped up, right? And so that's how I sort of transition and say, oh, let me look for more remixes. And at about 11:30 last night, I think I'd already sent you my notes.
Right.
I sat down and I said, but hold on. What if I could find songs that sample these tracks? So that same In a Sentimental Mood, that jazz track, right? On my personal playlist, I got about 8 hip hop songs that sample In a Sentimental Mood. And you'd be surprised the extent to which there are a lot of modern hip hop. These guys are actually going back into classic jazz, standard jazz, old-time country music, and ripping samples, ripping bits from there to sample in this new music.
Right.
So I was like, man, if I embark on this project now, I'll never get to bed. But so that's my next step now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know Link Scavella at UAB, United Artists Bahamas, had recently shared a post listing the number of Bahamian artists or musicians in particular. It's a specific category. It's a special list of people whose music is being played by other people.
Okay.
So we got stuff like Ronnie Butler is a cover, a classic. Echoes of My Mind, By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Even Gino D. But look at Gino D. Lay Down One Love Song. I think Moments of My Mind. Something is a Gino D. cover. So you get recognized, though, because people are singing your music, right? And that's what we need to focus on now, getting it out there. So I have a track we can play today at some point, Bahaman Remix, right?
Okay.
Which is cool. I'd never heard it before. I thought it was cool. But then I realized that Bahaman covering somebody else's song, right? With Who Let the Dogs Out.
Right.
Right, so it's a cover of a cover, but that's going to be okay. That's going to be okay. So I'm going to read some text. We're going to play another song, and then we're going to get into the game. So this text says, big up Blind Blake, beautiful music. And another text says, great show as usual. We should give Grand Bahama to the USA, just like how USA owned Puerto Rico, because people in Freeport 4 levels above eating mud pie. Let's free Freeport. Great show as usual. Shout out to the runners in the water putting in work. Yeah, man. Shout out to them. Texter. But look here. See, this relationship with Puerto Rico, like the relationship with Hawaii, is very, very complicated. Right? And while we don't wish to make enemies of anybody on this show, I'm just going to say politely no. I am.
And oh.
We could just, let's treat Grand Bahama like we treat Meguana, like a real stepchild. Let's do that. Let's do that. Y'all want bad treatment
don't give
Grand
away.
Bahama people. No.
Don't give them away.
We ain't give, first of all, we ain't just, giving away no land and no people.
Yeah, I do that, man.
It just don't make any sense. It don't make any sense. However, what we can do is we can build strategic relationships with American institutions. See, a couple of years ago, a couple of PLP administrations ago, they had what they call the Anchor Project. Anchor Project, where they intended to repopulate larger family islands by placing a massive anchor project on the island. It seems though the only projects they came up with were tourism related because they were the easiest ones to get rolling quickly, right? But What if instead of using hotels, we use a different type of institution, like a university or a hospital, right? That's a different type of relationship, a different type of project. And under those terms, I would love my American brothers and sisters to come in and help me revive. Because that's what we're doing. We're asking you to come in and help us.
Right.
We're just saying, you know, don't be like my mommy. I asked my mommy to come in and help me count mangoes. She count half the mangoes into her bag.
I go on to say, try to take it. She take your sovereignty.
Yeah, my producer, let's play song number 3 on the list. Exuma. Let's play that song by Exuma. I know I'm jumping around. And I know I tell you there's a different order. But let's play that one for the people. This one I know you ain't never. I know you ain't never heard this before, sir.
All right, Mom. We'll see.
So that is Bail by Exuma, Tony McKay, the old Bail man, right? And so I was playing some music by a Bahamian artist called Wendell Stewart a couple of months ago, right? And I tell the people, if I had known this music existed, I could have had my existential dread, right? I could have had my rock fall in love, fall out of love, heartbroken, rock out crying to some good old Bahamian rock remix right there, man. I mean, that sounds like... When that started playing, I imagined the intro to one of these high-tech Hollywood movies, right? Where the boy them walking out the desert after winning half a war with 2 gun, a tennis ball, because you know they park y'all by them half to death, right? That's a world-class track.
Yes, yes. And what I liked about it, man, Aaron, and exactly what you said, I was thinking about a movie scene, and it still held on to Exuma's grittiness. His earthiness. You can hear it in the back. It still have him.
Yeah.
You understand?
Like a movie with Antonio Banderas walking out the desert with that one shiny gun. Like this boy walking the desert for 15 years and his boots and his gun shiny, shiny, shiny.
Right.
Like he ain't never been in the desert. So I got a text here that says, play Exuma, I'm the old bear man. The best Bahamian song ever. Well, I gotta see if we have enough time for that because I got some classics on here. I have a song by someone, and I bet that someone even forget they make this song, right? But let's get to the game. So today I invited, well, is it time to take a break, producer? I think it's time to take a break. Is it? Yeah, it's time to take a break. We got to go to a break. Let's go to a break. You guys, shine up your shoes, oil down your knees. When you come back, we're going to have some rockin' Bahamian music I know you never heard before. You're listening to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's Culture Thursday. We're celebrating our 1-year anniversary. I hope you're having a good time. We'll be right back.
Grand Bahama, it's time to read all about it once again. As the Nassau Guardian starts a weekly Grand Bahama news supplement each and every Tuesday starting February 8th. Learn more about advertising opportunities in the Grand Bahama news supplement by calling Barefoot Marketing at 727-9515 or 827-4578. Grand Bahama, make sure you get your Nassau Guardian daily and grab your Grand Bahama news supplement each Tuesday to keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news.
Guardian radio shows and live video streams.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. This morning we are on the clock with Aaron Green, Ricardo Williams, and look here, good morning to Freddie Munnings Jr. Look here, look here, look here, look here. I want to play that song for the rest of the show, man. So I just want to say, like, here's what it is, right? I's Bahamian. Every Bahamian is special. We look at each other and say, you think you're special, eh? What we mean is, we don't mean you think you're special because we know everybody's special. We mean is, you think you're more special than me, eh? Because I'm special, too. And sometimes we don't understand this energy that people have when they walk in. See, but if you was a Freddie Munnings Jr. or anybody born from him or his family, then you know why you walk the way you walk. You could imagine me. Look here, I used to live in London for like 3 seconds. And I have that in my headphones, and I'm walking down the street in London. Buddy, the whole of London belonged to the Bahamas.
You's royalty. You royalty, yep. Then.
Yes. Man, and so all of our artists deserve that, right? Now, not all songs by every artist is a banger. Not right. Every song is a classic, right? But all of our artists deserve that interrogation. You see, that's the horn. With this particular remix, they took that horn sample, right? And they realized that's the song right there. The other sample was a more housey, I think more house sample. I got another sample. It's not on the list. I'm not playing it today, right?
Right.
But I got another sample, and it is a rock. It's like a late 80s, early 90s rock vibe. Right, that they use to lay over it. But the sound that they start with is actually the cowbell. It's a synthetic cowbell.
Okay.
Right? And that's what they sort of isolate from the song to then build up. Producer, I see the phone line is flashing. If that's Freddie Munnings Jr., I take in that call right away. Go find out who that is for me, please, if you don't mind. But Mr. Williams, okay. The Bahamian, How Bahamian Are You game show is about to begin. Now, I didn't ask you what's the most important aspect or part of Bahamian culture for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, with me, I mean, obviously, a drifter is being involved in a restaurant. I have an intimate, real feel for food and beverage. So that's definitely important for me.
Yeah.
You know, a drifters, we do pani cake. We don't do pancake. We really take it back.
Yeah.
You know, items where we infuse indigenous fruits, the tamarind, guava, coconut, and a lot of our dishes to really kind of, I always call it advance the culture, forwarding the culture.
Sell it.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, yeah.
It's ours. This is what we understand. This is what we know. So we got to definitely tell our story through our food and beverage, through our music, obviously, and then through the way we live day to day. So, yeah, those are the things that are very important to me when it comes to our culture.
Mm-hmm. So the question that I was going to ask you was juju or sea grape? But my texter tell me we got to refine the question.
Mm.
Sea grape or cocoa plum? Mm.
But let me tell you, texter, and I can tell you before we even jump into this. I tell you I had something for you when I read the questions. I was like, hold on, Aaron. Missing the most obvious question of all with regards to are you Bahamian?
Uh-huh.
And that question would be, did you go to Sark or did you wish to go to Sark?
We'll make it here to blow the whole game open. Bonus round. Did you go to Sark or did you wish to go to Sark? Oh, boy.
It's only two types of Bahamian.
And I thought the only wrong answer was Johnny Bread. Good morning to all of the Sockers. Good morning to the whole Sock Big Red Machine.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, because look here. That machine working, it running, it well oil, it on the ground, and that machine don't like to park on sidewalk, and I love it. Good morning, Sockers. Don't mind my QC self right here. About Sock.
Yeah.
About Sock. Okay. So, sea grape or cocoa plum?
For me, sea grape.
Right.
Sea grape, really more robust flavor. You know, cocoa plum must be a little bland sometimes. Yeah, you taste it, you're bland. Sometimes you use the dry, put it in water and mix it down. Like we're making some sort of drink with cocoa plum.
It don't work like
sea grape. So sea grape for me.
Right. Like I make a sea grape lemonade. I would pick sea grape because sea grape is, like you say, more versatile.
Right.
I make a sea grape infused rum. We partner with somebody. We make a variety of sea grape syrups,
right?
Pepper jam, sea grape pepper jam, right? Sea grape lemonade with rosemary or thyme tea over the top, right? Sea grape is versatile. Sea grape sorbet is off the chain.
Okay, good.
But cocoa plum, see, my daddy had a Cadillac.
I'm going to say he got a drive.
A convertible.
Okay, I got you.
And he used to get all the little cousins and put them in the back of the car.
The drive.
Right.
Okay, that's where, cocoa plum would have the advantage with that because you got to go far for that. Old West.
Yeah, right. And so there's a class element to it, right? Like if you ain't had car to get that far out. Because at that time, those places weren't inhabited, right? That was bush and drive and family islanders. Mm-hmm. So like you had to have car or this means of mobility or live on the family island to truly enjoy cocoa plum.
So cocoa plum is a high-class sea grape.
Raving in the bush, right? Because you had to go in the bush to get it.
Right.
And then you got to know how to pick it. But why I like that comparison versus others is because both cocoa plum and sea grape, they grow near the water. They grow near brackish water, salty water, ocean water.
Correct.
There's something they need from that salt, from that part, that type of environment to give them that yumminess. And that's like Bahamians, right? Like, yes.
Some are salty.
Well, yes. But then when you really get to know us and hug us, you realize that salt is bring out the sweet, like in
the flavor.
In most culinary applications. Okay. There's a bunch of questions here from that texter. Tamarind or Gnab, scarlet plum or hog plum. But I got a different question for ya.
Give it to me, man.
Right? Are you ready?
Bring it on.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Peas and rice or crab and rice? We can see what you made of right now.
For me,
yeah,
Aaron, I love my peas and rice. Crab and rice, flavorful.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I too, I's a peas and rice man.
Peas and rice or peas and grits?
Oh, peas and grits.
See, I know somebody who's a family island man.
I got a peas and grits, man.
Now, can you cook any of them?
I cook all of them.
Well, you married?
Father?
I have a database.
No, I'm married.
I collect information.
You get information. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I think we got a caller on the line. Producer, when you get a chance, let's get to that caller. Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning. I missed you, caller. I am sorry we lost you. If we did, please call back. Okay. Beach, canal, or boat? What's your best way
to favorite beach? Well, I can tell you, Aaron, and it's based on your age.
Yeah.
Because when I was a young fella, we used to stay in the Seabreeze Canal. Crazy as that was. We used to stay in that Seabreeze Canal. As I go out a little older and could drive myself and my uncle, like you say, would gather us up and take us to the beach. And I think now I get a little older, I want to chill on the boat.
Chill on the boat.
So, yeah, man, depending on which age I was at that time.
That time.
Yeah. Right. So right now, yeah, I think I's a boating man.
See, for me, I grew up beach. I learned how to swim at Montague Beach and Montague Beach Hotel. I love beach. But guess what? As I get older, I love the beach. I do not like the sand. I don't want to say that I hate the sand because, you know, there's a billion pieces of sand and just me one.
Right.
But I think I prefer boat.
Okay, yeah.
That's right? Awesome. But I know nobody with no boat.
And we got
to my life is hard.
We need to get that database upgraded so we could be on one boat.
Right. Well, yes. Both of us here, yes, can find somebody with a boat. But here's the thing, right? So for me, a part of that question for me is, for a country that has the largest archipelago in the region, maybe in the hemisphere, right? Mm-hmm. Why the focus on car ownership and not boat ownership? And even take out that sort of element of it, right? Why don't we have more opportunities available for people who don't have boats to go out on the boat, right? Why don't we have a sort of lower cost? Now, I know we join in WTO and we got all kinds of regulations that say we have to charge guests the same that we charge locals, right? I get that.
Right.
But why can't we have opportunities for people with no boats to go on boat?
I mean, you know, Aaron, right off the top of my head, in terms of thinking about it, is that, you know, one of the sad things about us, you know, we are great people. We are great people. But I think sometimes we think some things are too good for us.
Yeah.
You know, growing up, you know, boat was a little bit more of a class thing. Like, you had to be rich if you have a boat, or you got to be rich to out on the boat.
And this, that's a sort of a misnomer. You have to have resources to maintain a boat.
That's exactly correct.
Right.
Correct.
And to secure a boat. Ensure a boat. And trust me, if you're inviting me on your boat, I wouldn't know if you have insurance. Okay.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. So I think that, you know, you'd find that a lot of people, like, sometimes we think things are beyond us, but it ain't. And hop on the boat, man.
All right. Foreign or family island?
Family island.
I don't know about y'all people. What you mean? See, for me, it's no foreign. It's no foreign. As far as I'm concerned, we build everything. Baymans build everything in the world. First of all, we build the East Coast of the U.S.
Which is true.
Right? Second of all, we build modern-day R&B and popular music. Mm. Which is debatable. I could be fair and say it's debatable. I say it's true. We done built so much, you know?
But Aaron, I can tell you, you know, when you went a behemoth thing, but foreign, for us, that's shopping and hustling and bustling.
I know.
That's Yanni getting you up in the morning, 5 o'clock to go catch flea market and Obalaka and things like that, man. Foreign was, like, for me, all I wanted to do, hopefully, when I get to foreign was to, let me go in the pool. But you want me to tell you what Marty do to me one time? She take us to the floor where the pool was and say, see, you can see the pool. And then, okay, y'all hop in this van, let's go.
Boy, look here, that's a Bohemian, eh? Oh, my goodness.
That's us. We ain't going to no pool, man.
You see, you come to see pool? See the pool there? Let's go now.
Let's go.
Okay, let's take this call dead quick, and then I want you all to know that I have a young new producer on with me today, and I waken him to pieces. He did not know he was going to get this today.
Boy, I tell you.
Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. How
morning.
Are you?
Not bad. You know, I'd like to tell you guys that the SAC alumni president, I mean prime minister, the worst president in the history of the world.
that's what you could do to be here. But half of the cabinet now, plenty of the cabinet right now is soccer's man.
Who gets laid power, man? Come on, no, who does that?
Boy, I tell you.
You know what? I like to say that, you know, with the music thing, you know,
yeah.
we need a shock. We need the shock our musicians, you know. You know, the kids come in here and hear our calypso and even the brass and the junk, you know, they're not impressed, you know. Might have a brother that played jazz, he that played our smoking and Kay and many of them played in the Dirty Dixie, played all over. You know, and they went to New York later. You know, you sit around them, some kids used to laugh at us, you know. You know, because the music is simple. You know what I'm saying? But you know, in Cuba, it ain't the South, you know. They got jazz bands. They got basements of jazz, the best jazz musicians in the world, Cubans.
Well, listen, we just need to curate the spaces. That's all.
Right. And we need to develop our musicians.
Yes.
To be world-class in world-class music. Jazz, man. Jazz is the foundation of all music. You know what I'm saying? So,
look
here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You're running out of time. Okay, listen. That's not the last song I want to play, though. So, play Bangin' Lee by Charlie Adamson. And let's close it out with that. Right? So, Ricardo, listen, thank you for joining me today. I'm hoping that we're going to work on some projects in the future, and you're going to come back and join me for Culture Thursdays so we can continue to chop it up and show people why we're proud to be Bahamian.
Yes, ma'am.
And even if it's not a national construct like a flag, I'm proud to be Bahamian because of the other people who are proud to be Bahamian. No flag needed. No flag needed, just love.
I was living happily.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, this isn't a remix. This is Bangin' Lee by Charlie Adamson. This is Gombe music from long, long time, right? I wanted you all to hear this. The other song I wanted to play, but I'm going to give the politicians a rest today, is a redo, a cover. Of Ask Me Why I Run by Calypso Madam, who's Maureen Duvalier,
right.
But by a young woman by the name of Cheryl Cartwright. So I can play that the other time. I can play that the next time I see y'all. To my producer, thank you for holding on for me. Let the song play a little bit. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Levon Miller. And Unleash This up next. Remember, who's a Bahamian? I's a Bahamian. He is Bahamian.
To change up my whole life plan. I was living the life of a single man. Bangali, show me emotion. Bangali, jump in the ocean. Bangali, show me emotion. Bangali, jump in the ocean.